second preseason game is just a few days away, but training camp keeps rolling on. Hi, everyone. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. The theme of today's show is going to be in the trenches. In a little bit, we'll introduce you to new defensive tackle Tim Jernigan, who's going to be a wrecking ball in the interior of the line alongside Fletcher Cox. But first, we'll start with the offensive side of the ball. Lane Johnson is a man on a mission. He had his name dragged through the mud after he was hit with a 10-game suspension in 2016 for violating the league's performance-enhancing drug policy. The Eagles were 5-1 with him in the starting lineup, but simply not the same without him on the field. What has he done to ensure in the future that the team will not have to worry about him? He goes 1-on-1 with our Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Eagles training camp. I'm Alex Smith, and I'm very pleased to be joined today by Eagles starting right tackle Lane Johnson. Lane, the first preseason game in the books, The first-team offense goes out there, one drive, goes down the field, scores a touchdown. How much confidence does that build to have the first team out there and have that success early?
It was awesome. That was our main goal going into the game. It wasn't pretty by any means, but to go down there and get a score in first drive is what we're trying to do.
Was there a lot of rust to kind of knock off there as well?
Yeah, just a little bit with a snap count. Going on the road, it's kind of loud. Not all that loud, but trying to work on that and seeing different blitzes that you hadn't seen in a while. So just something that comes with the territory.
Next game coming up is at home in front of the fans. What do you guys want to accomplish here? Probably some more playing time for the first team offense. What do you guys want to get done in this game?
Put up many points as we can. Just make it look good. We want to be crisp running the ball. I think we want to run the ball better than what we did the first game. And we'll probably play a quarter, maybe a couple series into the second quarter. So just look crisp, man. That's the whole name of the game. Looking sharp.
Lane, it seemed like you were playing really well last year before you had to sit out. Mm-hmm. When you look back at your play last season, how do you assess how you did?
I think I play, pretty well. I think this year I'm trying to do even better. Now that I don't have that cloud hanging over me, I feel that, it's my time to shine. So I put in the work. I know I got doubters, and that's good. So I think when the pressure's on, that's when I play best.
Does that put a chip on your shoulder?
It's been there. It's been there since the combine. People didn't have me ranked high in my senior year of college, and even coming out of high school. So it's always been there. It's always something I've kept to motivate myself.
What do you think the next step is for you as a player? Where do you want to improve and get better this season?
Just be stouter at the point of attack. I think that I'm a lot stronger than what I was last year as far as, I've had like a low back injury, a little bit tweaked, so I wasn't as strong as what I wanted to be. So I made some corrections this offseason, so I'm a lot stronger in my core area and my low back. So I just feel a lot stronger as far as player accomplishments. The Pro Bowl, that's very highly touted, but I don't see it like as prestigious as it once was. I see it as a popularity contest. So my goal is to win the division and get into the playoffs, and anything can happen,
Lane, this offensive line as a whole, it's very deep. It's a very talented group. A lot of high expectations for it externally, but internally, in that room, how good do you guys think you can be?
We're a lot better shape than what we were last season. Carson only had, 7-8 days to begin for the first game. So he's had a year under his belt. And one thing that I saw even last game, just is his elusiveness. Mm-hmm. Clay Matthews almost got him. He'd been around and threw the touchdown to Hollins is something I don't think he could have done last year.
Lane, my last question for you. Are we going to see the blonde wig again during the preseason?
You know what? I may have to go on Amazon and order me a few ones. Maybe get a red wig, a brown wig, a black wig, try to mix it up a little bit. I don't even know what that blonde wig is right now, so I need to go find it.
All right, Lane Johnson, thank you very much. Appreciate your time. And thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
On Friday, the Eagles traded wide receiver Jordan Matthews in a third-round pick in 2018 to the Buffalo Bills in exchange for cornerback Ronald Darby. Matthews is scheduled to be a free agent in 2018. A similar situation occurred in Baltimore earlier this year. Tim Jernigan was set to enter the final year of his contract, so the Eagles, after already losing Benny Logan in free agency, made the move to get Jernigan from the Ravens, and some draft picks were involved in that deal as well. Jernigan has never played in a defensive scheme like the one that Jim Schwartz employs. How will he fare? He is the subject of our latest in focus.
Well, I'm an Eagle now. This green and black is the only thing on my mind. It's all that I care about. I got to do whatever I got to do to help take this defense to the next level.
Timmy Jernigan, defensive tackle. I'm glad to be here. I know everything will work out for me. Coach Schwartz, one word, I'll say genius. I think the way that he has this defense schemed up, just letting the big guys attack up front. I think Coach is on to something special, and we got the right guys here to do what needs to be done. It's definitely more attacking. It gives you the ability to, you know, make plays and show your athleticism. So I think it's the perfect scheme for me.
Cousins back. He's looking. He comes, and he is brought down at the 30. That's a sack for Fletcher Cox.
When it comes to a guy like Fletcher, you know, I'm definitely following his lead. He's definitely a big physical guy. He's a very smart guy. At the end of the day, you know, I'm really trying to get to where he's at. You know, I have all the talent and the ability there. You know, it's just a matter of just having that guidance and having the right role model to follow after. You know, that's the biggest thing that's preached here, you know, with Coach Swartz and definitely Coach Wilson. It's just definitely just get upfield, attack every play.
Good, attaboy. You cannot afford to be laid off the ball. None of us can. Here we go.
Definitely, I want to bring like a new mentality, just more of a tougher mentality. I mean, it's already tough guys here. It's already some pretty bad players here, you know, and I just want to be another one, man. I just want to bring that attitude, you know, and definitely bring that swagger here.
Speaking of Jernigan, the first team defense made quick work of the Packers on Thursday night. If you missed the game, relive the highlights after this break.
He's found the end zone over 17 times. Today, he is a professional football watcher because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Don't wait. Click today.
He's told that joke a million times, and you always laugh like you're hearing it for the first time. At Lincoln Financial, we get there are some responsibilities of love you gotta do on your own, and some you shouldn't have to shoulder alone, like ensuring he's well taken care of, even as you build your own plans for retirement. Ask a financial advisor how Lincoln can help protect your savings from the impact of long-term care expenses.
The Eagles may have lost the preseason opener to the Green Bay Packers, but there were encouraging signs on both sides of the football. Carson Wentz led the offense on a touchdown drive in his only series of the night, while the Eagles' starting defensive unit grounded the Packers and even forced a turnover. Here are some of the best plays from Thursday night. Preseason home opener is just 3 days away, and we'll get you ready for that matchup with the Buffalo Bills, which includes some familiar faces like that of wide receiver Jordan Matthews on Wednesday's show. That's going to do it for this edition of Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day, everyone.